Father, we give thanks and we praise you. In just most precious name we pray. Amen. Sisters, please remain standing for scripture reading. Today we'll be reading from John chapter 11, verse 25 and 26, and Luke chapter 24, verse 1 to 7. Please listen as I read. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Luke chapter 24. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." This is the word of God. Brothers and sisters, please be seated. Let us put our hands together to welcome Pastor Xiaowen and Brother Huai En.
Let's open with a word of prayer.
主, 我们恭敬地来到你的宝座前。
Lord, we come to you solemnly.
求主你来祝福我们今天的讲道。
Lord, bless the sermon today.
使我们讲的听的都能够真的明白复活的意义。
That we truly understand the meaning of resurrection.
求你与我们同在。
Lord, be with us.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天是复活节。
Today is Resurrection Sunday.
很多人听过耶稣复活的这件事。
I believe many of us have heard about the resurrection of Christ.
有人觉得这是基督教很重要的一个信仰。
Some people know that this is the center of the Christian faith.
有人觉得这只是一个宗教的故事而已啦。
Some people think that it's mythology or religious story.
有人觉得就算是真的，那跟我有什么关系？
Some people ask, even if it's real, what does it have to do with me?
但是今天我们要认真思考一个问题。
But today we want to deeply consider a question.
如果耶稣真的复活了, 这跟我这个人有什么关系呢？
If Christ did resurrect, what does it mean for me?
这只是2000多年前发生的一件事吗？
Is it just something that happened 2000 plus years ago?
还是今天也影响着我的生命？
Or does it have the power to touch and shape my life today?
今天的题目是复活是历史的事实，也是生命的现实。
Today's message is titled Resurrection, a Historical Fact, a Living Reality.
意思是耶稣的复活不只是过去所发生的一件事情。
Meaning Jesus' resurrection is not just an event of the past.
它也是今天仍然能够进入我们生命里的一个真实的盼望。
But it's the present hope that transforms us today.
我们先来看第一点。
The first point.
人的现实, 我们都知道死亡是真实的。
We know that the reality is that death is inevitable.
在约翰福音11章记载了一个真实的故事。
In John chapter 11, it reads,
有一个人叫拿撒路，他死了。
A man named Lazarus died.
他的姐姐玛大和玛利亚当然很伤心。
His sisters, Martha and Mary, were deeply grieved.
他周围的人也很难过。
The people around them were also in mourning.
这是一个很真实的场景。
And this is a scene of reality.
因为每个人都知道死亡是真实的。
Because we all know death is real.
无论一个人多聪明、多努力、多能干、多有权柄， 到最后都没办法胜过死亡。
However smart, hardworking, capable, or powerful a person may be, no one overcomes death.
我们可以计划很多的事情。
We can plan many things.
我们可以努力工作、经营家庭、追求梦想。
We can work hard, build our family, chase our dreams.
可是到最后，我们常会发觉没有人能够脱离死亡的现实。
By the end of the day, we realize no one escapes death as our reality.
但今天我想说，圣经说的死亡不只是身体的死亡。
But I'd like to add today that the Bible speaks of death beyond your physical death.
更深的死亡是人因为罪离开了神。
The deeper death is the thing that separates man from God.
我们里面没有真正的生命了。
There is no true life within.
也没有办法靠自己把自己救赎回来。
And there's no way we can save ourselves from it.
很多时候我们虽然活着，但里面很累。
Many times, even though we are still alive, but yet we live in weariness.
有些人外面看起来都 OK， 但是里面却没有盼望。
Some of us look altogether on the outside, yet we are missing hope within.
甚至可能有抑郁症。
Maybe depression.
有些人每天都忙着工作和责任，却没有真正的喜乐。
Some of us are busy with work and responsibilities, and yet we lack the true joy.
就是强撑着等到退休的那一天，好像生活才开始真正开始。
We're just enduring to the day we retire.
有些人身边有很多的人，但内心很孤独。
Some of us may be popular socially, but we are lonely and isolated within.
有些人一直往前走，却不知道自己为什么而活着。
Maybe some of us we move along each day, but yet we don't understand why are we still living.
这种内心的空虚、疲倦和没有盼望，其实真正的就是灵性死亡在生活当中的一种表现。
This emptiness, weariness, and lack of hope, it is the sign of spiritual death.
不是身体死了。
It's not the body that is dead.
而是我们里面越来越像一种死亡的状态。
But as within, we live more and more like a dead person.
没有真正的平安、喜乐和方向。
We are peaceless, joyless, and directionless.
所以复活节的信息不是离开现实的。
So the Easter message is not about escaping reality.
圣经没有假装人的生命好像很容易。
The Bible never pretended that life is easy.
圣经先承认了一件事情。
The Bible acknowledges the truth.
人真的很无力。
Humans are powerless.
人不能靠自己胜过死亡。
We cannot rely on ourselves to overcome death.
也不能靠自己真正的重建生命。
Nor can we rely on ourselves to rebuild our lives.
这个世界现在告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
你要积极一点。
In this life, in this world today, it tells us to be positive.
你要坚强一点。
Maybe be a bit more stronger.
你要更相信自己一点。
How about believing yourself a bit more?
正念。
In a very fun way.
这些话也许有一点帮助。
Perhaps in the way it looks like it might help.
但是它不能解决更深层次真实的问题。
But you know the deeper problem is not that.
因为人最深的问题不是心情不好。
Because within us, the deepest problem is not about feeling down.
而是里面没有真正的生命。
Is lacking that true life that is within.
也没有办法靠自己胜过罪、空虚和死亡。
We cannot by ourselves overcome sin, emptiness, even death.
所以人真正需要的不是安慰。
So what we truly need is not comfort.
人需要的是拯救。
But salvation.
人需要的是有一位能把生命带进来胜过死亡的救主。
We need a Lord who can bring life and overcome death.
这就是我们进到第二点。
And this is my second point.
耶稣的宣告，复活不是一个道理，而是他自己。
Jesus declared that resurrection is not an idea, it's not theory, but it's found in him.
在约翰福音十一章二十五至二十六节。
In John chapter 11, verse 25 to 26.
面对拉撒路的死亡，耶稣对他的姐姐说。
Dealing with Lazarus' death, Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life.Whoever believes in me, even though he dies, will live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
这句话很重要。
This statement is very important.
之后，耶稣在坟墓面前呼唤拿撒路的时候，他就起来了。
When Jesus was in front of Lazarus' tomb and called Lazarus to rise, and he did.
一个死人复活了。
A dead person arising.
耶稣没有说，我来教你们一些关于复活的知识。
He was not there to teach about some understanding of what resurrection is.
他也没有说我来安慰你们，让你们比较好过一点。
He did not say to them, "I come to comfort you so that you can feel a bit better about his death."
他说我就是复活和生命。
He said, "I am the resurrection and life."
所以复活不是一个概念。
So resurrection is not an abstract idea.
生命也不是一个道理。
Life is not a set of teachings.
复活和生命都在基督的里面。
Both resurrection and life are found in Christ Jesus himself.
所以第一点我们来看，耶稣不是只给安慰，他给了答案。
We see first that Jesus did not only give comfort, but he gives the real answer.
今天这个世界很多东西可以带给我们一点安慰。
Many things in this world today brings us some form of comfort.
朋友可以安慰我们。
Our friends.
音乐可以安慰我们。
With music that soothes us.
或者是时间也可以会让我们慢慢的好过一点。
Even the passing of time makes things better.
可是这些都不能真正解决问题啊。
But yet they don't solve the real nature of the problem.
它不能胜过死亡。
They don't overcome death.
不能洗净我们的罪。
They don't cleanse sin.
不能让一个破碎的生命真正的重新开始。
They cannot mend a broken life to start again.
就像一个创可贴贴了一下而已。创可贴。
It's like putting a plaster.
所以耶稣说，我不只是给你们一点安慰。
So Jesus said, I'm not here to just give you comfort.
他来是要我们能够面对最大的敌人，就是罪和死亡。
He is here to help us confront our greatest enemies, which is sin and death.
所以他说，我就是复活和生命。
That is why he said, I am the resurrection and the life.
第二，耶稣不是讲将来，他也讲到了现在。
He's not talking about something in the future, but he's talking about now.
耶稣说，信我的人虽然死了，也要活着。
Those that believe in me, though he dies, will live.
这告诉我们将来有盼望，死亡不是最后的终结。
So he's telling us that there is hope ahead, and death is not the final ending.
当一个人信耶稣的时候，神的生命就已经开始进入到我们这个人的生命当中。
When we believe in Jesus, the life of God enters into us.
所以复活不只是以后会怎样，而是复活也关乎今天我这个人怎么活。
So the resurrection is not about what will happen tomorrow or after, but it's about how I will live today.
今天你的罪疚。
Today your worries.
今天你的疲倦。
Your fatigue.
今天你的空虚。
Your emptiness.
今天你的害怕。
Whatever you're afraid of.
今天你里面那种说不出来的重担，耶稣都要来承担。
The burden that is within you today, Jesus wants to enter these spaces.
第三，复活的关键不是一套理论，而是一位救主。
The key of resurrection is not theory, but a living Lord.
基督教的核心不是一种宗教文化。
The heart of Christianity is not following a certain religious culture.
不是说星期天来这边聚会一下，哇，心里面就有一个拜拜的那种感觉的平安。
It's not about coming here together and then feeling happy about, you know, being in the community.
基督教的核心是认识这位耶稣，并且信靠耶稣。
The heart of Christianity is knowing Jesus and trusting Him.
就是与神建立这个真正的一个链接的关系。
To build a real relationship, a strong connection with Christ Himself.
那一定有人问了，这是真的吗？
Someone might ask, is this for real?
会不会只是一个宗教的故事？
Isn't it just another story?
所以我们来到第三点。
So let's go to the third point.
历史的事实，耶稣真的复活了，所以盼望它不是一个空话。
The historical fact is this. Jesus truly rose again. This hope is not empty talk.
在路加福音24章告诉我们。
In Luke chapter 24, it tells us.
礼拜日大清早的时候，几个妇女带着香料去坟墓那里。
On the dawn of Sunday morning, a group of women went to the tomb carrying spices.
他们去做什么？
What do you think they were going to do?
他们去等神迹。
Were they waiting for a miracle?
他们不是去庆祝复活。
They are not there to celebrate the resurrection.
他们去做什么？处理尸体。
They were there to prepare and to help to deal with funeral processions.
因为耶稣的尸体还安放在坟墓当中。
Because the body of Christ, the physical body of Christ, was still laid in the tomb.
为什么说我们说他去处理尸体呢？
Why do we say they are dealing with the body?
因为他们带着香料。
Because they brought spices.
他们不是一开始就充满了期待。
It's not a waiting or certain thing or expectation.
其实他们去的时候心里面想，耶稣已经死了，我要把他安放得好好的。
To them in their mind, the truth is this: Jesus has died.
可是到了那里，石头已经拱开了。
But when they reached there, the stone was rolled away.
他们进去的时候啊，耶稣的尸体已经不见了。
When they went in, they did not find the body.
然后天使对他们说：“为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。”
Then the angel said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen."
这就是复活节最重要的宣告。他不在这里，他已经复活了。
And this is the central declaration of Easter. He is not here. He has risen.
所以从这些经文我们看到，第一，去坟墓的时候不是期待神迹，而是去面对死亡。
So what you see from the verses is that they went to this tomb not to find a miracle, but they realized the reality of the death that has happened.
所以复活不是他们自己幻想出来的。
So they did not imagine themselves.
不是因为他们太想念耶稣，编一些谎话来骗自己他还活着。
It's not because they were disillusioned with missing Jesus and then they want this to happen.
第二，坟墓是空的。
The tomb was empty.
空坟墓不是全部，但它非常的关键。
It's not the entire thing of Jesus' resurrection, but it's a very key point.
因为如果耶稣还在坟墓里面，基督教的信仰就毫无意义。
Because if they open and see the body of Christ still there, the meaning of Christianity, the faith of Christianity become meaningless.
耶稣他只不过就是，如果他的尸体在那边，他就是一个死去的人，一个伟大的教士而已。
The fact would have become that Jesus was a dead man.
但福音不是这么说的。
But this is not what the gospel declares.
福音说他不在这里，已经复活了。
The gospel declares he is not here, he has risen.
他是从死亡中复活的救主。
He is the Lord that has resurrected from death.
他今天仍然活着。
And he is alive today.
第三，复活不是意外，是神早就说过的事情。
Resurrection was not an accident, but it was declared by God.
天使也提醒他们。
The angels reminded them.
要记得耶稣已经说过的话，人子必须交在罪人的手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。
The Son of Man must be handed to sinners, be crucified, and on the third day rise again.
所以这表示复活不是后面临时发生的事情。
So this shows that the resurrection was not something that happened in the end.
不是神后来补救一下。
It was not God trying to patch things over.
是神早就已经计划好的救恩。
But before time, God has this in mind. This is His salvation plan.
所以基督教的信仰不是人编出来自己安慰的一个故事。
So Christianity is not a story invented by people to comfort ourselves.
而是神在历史中真实做成的事情。
But it's the very real work of what God is doing in history.
因为如果耶稣真的复活了，那他不只是一个尊重的人，他是我们信靠的主。
Because if you can believe that Jesus truly rose, He is not someone to just be respected, but He is the Lord we can trust.
我们还有一个非常有见证的一个啊，有最有力的一个见证。
We have one very strong testimony.
就是他的门徒的生命的改变。
That is the change of his disciples' life.
当耶稣被抓的时候
，When Jesus was arrested,
他的门徒们什么反应
？What was his disciples feeling?
害怕、绝望、逃跑。
They were fearful, hopeless, and scattered.
可是短短的几十天
，But just within a few days.
同样一批胆小、软弱、充满恐惧的人
，The same group of people who are timid, weak, and frightened.
竟然毫无畏惧地走上街头。
They stood boldly in the public.
他们站在千万人面前，大声地宣告：“你们钉死的耶稣，神已经叫他复活了。”
In the midst of thousands, they declared, "The Jesus Christ you crucified, God has raised him from the dead."
从那以后
，From then on,
这群被恐吓、被打骂、被关监狱的人，他们再也没有退缩过。
Even though they were threatened, beaten, and imprisoned, they never backed down.
历史告诉我们，这些人最后很多都为主殉道了。
History records tells us that many of these apostles eventually gave their lives to be martyred.
如果耶稣没有复活
，If Jesus had not risen,
那么门徒只是编造了一个谎言来骗自己吗
？And is this just a lie that the disciples made up to comfort themselves?
人会为了一个自己捏造的谎言去忍受酷刑，甚至心甘情愿的去赴死吗？
Would you willingly endure torture and death for something that you know it was false?
不会吧？
Absolutely not.
所以我们来看第四点。
And then we come to the fourth point.
如果耶稣今天真的复活了，我们的生命对我们有什么改变？
If Jesus truly rose again, what difference does it make?
复活节的信息不只是告诉我们2000年前发生的一个神迹。
The Easter message is not about a miracle that happened 2,000 plus years ago.
它告诉我们复活能够改变我们人的生命，至少在三个方面。
It tells us that the resurrection can change our lives in at least three ways.
第一，复活使人面对罪疚时有赦免的盼望。
Firstly, the resurrection brings forgiveness for our guilt.
我们很多人活得很沉重。
Many of us live with a very heavy heart.
不是因为事情太多，而是心里面背着很多的东西。
Not just because of many things, but a lot of many burdens.
也许是过去做错的事。
It could be mistakes that we have done from the past.
也许是不愿意面对的一些的羞耻。
Some shame that we don't want to face.
也许是一些别人不知道自己却忘不掉的东西。
Maybe things that no one else knows, but we cannot forget.
表面上我们可以继续生活啊。
Outwardly, we keep living.
可是我们自己的心里面没有真正的平安。
But yet we know within us we have no real peace.
但复活告诉我们，十字架不是失败。
But the resurrection tells us that the cross was not a failure.
我们人不需要靠自己洁净自己。
That we no longer need to rely on ourselves to cleanse ourselves.
人可以来到耶稣的面前。
We can come to Jesus.
得着赦免。
Receive forgiveness.
生命重新开始。
And start anew.
第二，复活使人面对破碎时有更新的可能。
And this resurrection then brings renewal when we face our brokenness.
人有些我们最大的问题不光是罪疚，而是里面已经很累、很麻木、很枯干了。
For many of us, the biggest struggle is not guilt, but it's weariness, numbness, and being dry inside.
也许你经历过失望。
Maybe you've been through disappointment.
经历过受伤。
You have been hurt.
经历过背叛。
You have experienced betrayal.
经历过关系的破裂。
Or broken relationships.
经历过很多努力之后的失败
or to experience failure after many trials and effort and attempts.
世界给你一个标签
the world gives you a standard.
慢慢的你会觉得自己好像生活得很失败
and you feel like not meeting this standard, you have become a failure.
不是可以完全倒下，但是也不算真正的活着。
Perhaps you are not completely fallen, but yet you don't feel yourself being truly alive either.
复活节告诉我们，神能够把生命带进人已经结束的地方。
Easter tells us that God can bring life into places where people think everything has ended.
人看见的是坟墓。
What we see is the tomb.
神却能带出新的生命。
But God brought forth new life.
人以为没有路了。
What we see is a dead end.
神却能够开路。
Yet God opened the path.
因为复活的主能够把生命重新带起来。
Because the resurrected Christ can renew a life.
第三，我们看复活使人面对死亡时不再只有恐惧。
Resurrection gives hope beyond death, so we don't face death with fear.
人类可以很科技可以很进步。
We can progress a lot in technology.
医学也可以进步。
Our medicine can improve.
现在很多人都说我们的寿命因为医学已经不可以不断的往后延迟了。
Because of modern technologies, now we live longer than before.
但无论你活100岁还是200岁，最后还是得死。
But even if you live 100, 200 years, you don't solve the problem of death.
我们最多只是把死亡往后推迟了一点而已。
At most, we delay death a little.
其实很多人心里最怕的，其实就是人生最后会怎样。
But what we are more fearful is what will happen after at the end of our life.
不敢去想，所以就不去想。
They just don't want to consider it, so they will not think about anything related.
耶稣的复活就是对这个问题的答案。
And the resurrection of Jesus is the answer to that question.
复活告诉我们，信耶稣的人不是没有眼泪。
The resurrection tells us that believers are not spared from tears.
不是不会经历别离。
They are not spared from separation.
也不是不会经历痛苦。
And not spared from pain.
但是在这一切有个更大的事实。
But above all, the greater truth is this.
耶稣已经复活，他赐给我们永生。
Christ has risen, and because of him, we receive eternal life.
虽然我们肉体上死了
although bodily we might die,
但是我们的灵魂回到了神那里
but our spirit returns to the Lord.
所以复活不是一个概念
So the resurrection is not a theory, it's not a concept.
为什么我敢这么说
Why do I dare to say this?
因为我自己就是一个例子
Because I am an example.
我从小出生在一个充满民间信仰的环境里面
I grew up in an environment filled with folks' belief.
我的太爷爷就是一个风水算命先生
My relative was a fortune teller.
家里面拜偶像问卜求平安。
We pray to idols. We ask. We pray for peace.
所以从小到大，我对这些东西并不陌生。
So I'm very
不陌生。
I'm not unfamiliar to the spiritual world to these practices.
小的时候，我对灵界的事情既好奇又害怕。
I was curious and yet fearful.
可是我们家里面越接触这些东西，越没有平安。
But the more we engage in these practices, the less peace we had at home.
后来我妈妈长期的生病。
And when later my mom was sick for a long time,
就请了很多跳党的人来家里面。
And we invited a lot of the priests to come.
家里面的气氛越来越沉重。
The atmosphere at home grew heavier.
全家人都很容易爆炸。
We are easily irritated.
我们就是活在黑暗当中。
We were all living in darkness.
那时候的我，外面看上去还算正常。
At the time, outwardly, I might look normal.
但是我里面已经出了很大的问题。
But I know inside me, there was a very big issue.
我很自私。
I was selfish.
孤僻。
Withdrawn.
也很容易发怒。
And easily angry.
我常常埋怨父母。
I often blame my parents.
我也埋怨环境。
I blame my environment.
也埋怨命运的不公，为什么出生在这么一个不好的家庭当中。
I even blame fate, wondering why I had to grow up in such a broken family.
我心里面也没有平安，没有爱。
There was no peace, no love in me.
而且活在一个深深的压抑和愤怒当中。
There was just oppression and anger as time goes.
甚至有一段时间，我里面已经绝望到一个地步。
At a period, I was so desperate.
趁一下，18岁考上大学，远离这个家，从此以后跟父母老死不相往来。
I just want to escape from all this and then not come back and leave the house.
后来我来到了新加坡。
Then later I came to Singapore.
环境换了。
The environment changed.
可是我这个人没有变。
But yet I did not.
我以为只要离开了原来的地方，生命就会好起来。
I thought that if I left my old place, life would get better.
可是我发觉真正的问题不是环境。
But I come to realize the real problem was not the environment itself.
而是我里面出了问题。
But something was wrong within.
我还是一样容易发怒。
I was still easily quick, being still quick to anger.
一样活得混乱。
I was still living in confusion.
一样不知道怎么跟人建立关系。
I don't know how to build relationship with others.
我也不知道怎么去爱。
I don't know how to love.
我试过很多的方式。
I tried many ways to improve.
我吃斋念佛拜神紫微斗数放生风水算命全都做过。
I done all the superstitious things that I can do.
想要让自己变得好那么一点点。
So that I can become better.
但是没有。
But it doesn't work.
没有用。
It doesn't work.
那些东西不能真正救我。
It doesn't save me.
只能让我越来越看见我根本救不了自己。
It was more clear that I could not save myself.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
我真的走到了尽头。
I came to the end of myself.
我对着天空喊叫。
I looked at the sky and I cried out.
如果这个世界上真的有真神，如果他真的能够改变我，不再让我被怒气和黑暗捆绑，我愿意侍奉他一辈子。
If there really is a God in this world, if he can truly change me from, free me from anger and darkness, I am willing to follow him.
这不是一句宗教的语言。
This was not a religious slogan.
这是一个已经走不下去的人发出的灵魂的呼求。
This was the deep cry of someone who cannot walk any longer.
后来有人跟我传福音。
Later, someone shared the gospel with me.
我当时只问一个问题。
I asked only one question.
你说的耶稣真的能改变我的生命吗？
Can Jesus really change my life?
我已经不求财不求福什么都不求我只求改变生命。
I'm not asking for wealth or anything else. I'm just asking for my life to be changed.
哎，我清楚里面出问题了。
I'm very clear there was something wrong within.
不只是脾气不好。
It's not just my anger.
不只是情绪不稳定。
It's not about, not just my emotion being unstable.
而是整个人像被一种看不见的力量拉住想变也变不了。
But there's a whole, there's an unseen force shackling my being that I cannot move and cannot change.
那是罪。
That was sin.
那位传福音的弟兄告诉我，耶稣真的能。
The one who shared the gospel with me told me Jesus truly can.
于是我就第一次去了教会。
So for the first time, I went to church.
我第一次听到了世人都犯了罪的信息。
That day, I heard the words, "All have sinned."
我突然明白，我生命的问题不是别人对不起我。
I realized that my life's problems was not because others have done wrong to me.
不只是环境伤害了我。
It's not just that my environment has hurt me.
而是我里面的罪。
But that sin that was inside me.
我需要的不是一点点帮助，而是一位救主把我拉上来。
What I need is not just a little help, but a savior who can pull me up from beneath the waves.
信主以后。
And the day I believe.
我并不是立刻变成了一个很好的人。
It's not that I instantly become a perfect person.
但我很快的发现。
But very soon I noticed
事情真的不一样了。
Some things really began to change.
过去我一发脾气完全就收不住。
In the past, when I lost my temper, I cannot stop myself.
可是信主几个月以后呢？
Yet after a few months,
我发现我里面有一种从来没有的力量。
There was an inner strength in me that I never had before.
不是我更会控制我自己。
It's not that I know how to be better at self-control.
而是神的生命在我里面动工。
But I felt that it was really the Lord within me that is working.
以前怒气来，整个人就被拖走了。
Before when anger come, I can be dragged along.
后来我真的能够停下来了。
But I later found out that I can pause.
那一刻我真的非常的惊叹。
I was very shaken.
我惊叹于耶稣真的不是一个宗教人物。
I was shaken in awe that Jesus is not just a religious figure.
我真的找到了盼望。
I have found my hope.
他真的是一位又真又活的神。
He is the living Lord.
他就住在我的里面。
He dwells in me.
胜过我得胜怒气的力量。
He gives me power to overcome.
他不只是赦免了我的罪。
He not just forgives my sins.
他也真的开始更新我的生命了。
He has truly began renewing my life.
后来神又继续在我里面做更深的工作。
So the Lord continued to work deeper and do deeper work in me.
他光照我过去黑暗。
He has shown light in the darkness and the wonders of my past.
带领我离开偶像。
Leading me away from idols.
他在一点点的医治我里面破碎。
Step by step, he healed my broken places.
尤其在跟父母的关系上。
Especially in my relationship with my parents.
在不断的修复关系。
A continual restoring of relationship.
所以今天我越来越明白。
So today I understand.
复活不是一个抽象的教义。
Resurrection is not an abstract doctrine.
不只是两千年前耶稣从坟墓里出来。
It's not about some guy named Jesus came out of the tomb 2,000 plus years ago.
复活也是主今天仍然在做的事情。
Resurrection is also what the Lord is still doing today.
他能把一个人一个活在黑暗里面的人带出来。
He can bring someone out of darkness.
把一个被捆绑的人释放出来。
He can set free those who are bound.
把一个快要死掉的人重新救活过来。
And he can revive someone who is almost dead within.
我不是说我的生命已经完全了。
I'm not claiming that my life is perfect.
我今天能够站在这里，不是因为我自己变好的。
I testify today not because I became better.
而是因为复活的主真实的临到我。
But because the risen Lord truly came into my life.
扶持我走到今天。
He has lifted me and changed me all the way till today.
所以主耶稣说，我就是复活和生命。
So when Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life.
不是一句安慰的话。
It's not a comforting face.
而是真实的能够进入到人生命的一个实在。
But it's the reality that can enter and transform your life and mine.
最后我们再回到那个经文。
The final question, we go back to the verse.
耶稣说完，复活在我，生命也在我以后，他问了一句很重要的话，你信这话吗？
Jesus asked this to the woman and to us. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. And he asked one very important question. Do you believe this?
你的罪疚他能赦免。
Your guilt, he can forgive.
你的破碎他能更新。
Your brokenness, he can renew.
你的更新他赐下盼望。你的恐惧他赐下盼望。
Your fears, he gives you hope.
你的死亡阴影他能够胜过。
The shadow of death that looms over you, he has overcome.
所以今天真正的问题不是你是否已经明白一切，而是真正的问题是你愿意回应这一位复活的救主吗？
The real issue I want to raise today is not whether you understand anything about resurrection, but it's if you will respond to the risen Lord.
耶稣问马大，也问我们，你信这话吗？
Jesus asked Martha, and again he asked us too, do you believe this?
我邀请敬拜团上来。
I asked the worship team to be on stage.
如果耶稣真的从死里复活，
If Jesus truly has raised himself from the dead,
从今天的问题，那今天的问题不是他是不是真的存在。
The question today is not whether is he really alive today,
而是你要不要回应他。
But it's if you want to respond to him.
接下来我会带一个简单的祷告。
I'm going to lead a very simple prayer.
那这个祷告呢，是为那些从来没有真正邀请耶稣进入生命的人预备的。
This prayer is for those who have not yet accepted Jesus, has not known about Jesus.
如果你愿意，你可以跟着我一句一句的祷告。
If you are willing, please pray this with me.
邀请耶稣进入你生命。
To ask Jesus to be in your life.
赦免你的罪。
To cleanse you of your sin.
成为你生命的救主。
To become the Lord and your Savior.
也许有人心里会有一些的声音。
Maybe some of us have something within a voice.
有人会想，我信心不够。
Maybe some will say, I have not enough faith.
其实神看重的不是你信心有多大。
But God is not looking at how big your faith is.
而是你把信心放在谁的身上。
But where do you put your faith in?
哪怕一点点的信心。
Even if a mustard seed of faith.
也许有人会想，我还不够好。
Maybe some think, I am not good enough.
但福音不是来等你变好才来的。
The gospel is here today to tell you, I'm not waiting for you to be good.
而是你现在就可以来到神的面前。
The gospel is telling you that you can come however you want and whoever you are.
神要从里面来改变我们。
God wants to invite you, let you invite him into you to change you from within.
也许你会想，我以后再说吧。
Maybe you think, I will talk about it another time.
但圣经说，今天就是得救的日子。
But today is the day.
你不知道下一次机会是什么时候。
You never know when is the next day.
所以如果神今天在你心里动工，不要错过。
So even if there's a small voice with you, within you, please don't let it go.
现在我邀请大家一起低头闭上眼睛。
I'm going to ask all of you to bow your heads and close your eyes.
即使你是第一次来，也请这样做。
Even if it's your first time in a church setting, please do so.
现在在安静中，如果你愿意回应神。
Now in the quietness, if you're willing to respond,
你可以跟我一句一句的祷告。
You can pray this with me, phrase by phrase.
天上的父，谢谢你的爱。
God in heaven, thank you for your love.
谢谢你差遣耶稣基督。
Thank you for sending Jesus Christ.
为我的罪死在十字架上。
To die on the cross for my sin.
主耶稣，我谢谢你为我舍命。
Lord, I thank you for giving your life for me.
今天我来到你面前。
Today, I come before you.
我向你敞开心门。
I open up the heart, the door of my heart to you.
请你进入我的生命。
Please, Lord, enter my life.
请你赦免我一切的罪。
Please, Lord, forgive me of all my sins.
洁净我的心
Cleanse my heart
成为我生命的主
And become the Lord of my life
带领我走前面的路
Bring me in the path ahead
成为神的儿女
That I may be called the child of God
从今天开始
From today onward
我愿意跟随你
I am willing to follow you
谢谢你拯救我
Thank you for saving me
现在请继续低头闭眼
I ask of you to remain with your head bowed and eyes closed
如果刚才有人第一次这样回应祷告的话
If that was your first time praying this prayer
当我数到三的时候请你把手举起来
I will count to three I would like to ask you to raise your hand
这是你对神的一个回应
This is your response with God
准备好了吗
Are you ready?
One
一
Two
二
Three
三，
有人吗？有人做刚才的第一次这样子的一个祷告吗？如果有的话，请你举手。
If that was you, that have made such a prayer the first time in your life, please raise your hand.
也许今天对你来说只是一个开始。
Maybe today for you it's a beginning.
但请你记住。
But please remember,
神已经在你生命里面动工了。
God has been working in your life all this while.
你不需要急。
You don't have to rush.
但也不要忽略。
But don't forget.
我鼓励你在接下来的日子里。
I'd like to encourage you in your coming days.
继续去寻求神。
Continue to seek God.
因为寻找就必寻见。
Because when you seek, you will find.
好，大家请睁开眼睛。
I ask of you to open your eyes.
我们一起起立来唱《因他活着》。
And let's sing this worship song together.
一起来纪念耶稣的受死和复活。